Yeah, strike. Yes, but I don't know those striking type. I don't remember the name of them, but they have different names. The striped one have the name, and then the long green ones, and the white one is Congolian white. I know. And the yellow meat.
They're really just what that white image is really. The outside is really white.
Yes, the rind is white.
Huh. Just solid white.
Mm-hmm.
What shape is it?
It's long.
What about something that, you mentioned squash. What about that white, flat kind of squash?
I haven't ever planted any of those, but they, all I know is squash.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've seen
them. Have you ever heard of a different name for it when you let it dry?
No.
Have you ever heard of semolina?
No.
Okay, and something that little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up in the woods or fields after it rains, that'd be it.
Marshmallow.
Okay. What's that like?
It's just a little spongy thing that runs up on the stem, and I spread it out there like umbrella. I don't know what they're used for.
Can you eat those?
I hear say they have them in the store, but now I don't know whether they're the same as these are or not. They have them in little jars in the store. And they say marshmallow, but I don't know whether that's the same one that grows out here or not.
Have you ever heard of toadstool or frog bench or fairy cap or anything like that?
Toadstool.
What's that like?
Well, that's kind of like the marshmallow, that little thing, what they call toadstool.
Mm-hmm. Is it, you know if that's good to eat or not?
No, I don't.
Say someone had a sore throat and you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. And the things that the people smoke made out of tobacco.
Cigarettes and cigars.
Okay. And so someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
involved.
Yeah. Or say you don't want to feel like you have to then do something for them, you'd say, I don't want to be
obligated.
Okay. And if someone asks you about doing a certain job, you say, sure, I'll
do it for you.
Or they ask you if you're able to, you say, sure,
I'm not able to do it.
Okay. They might ask you, if you're not able to do something, you might say, well, I'd like to, but I'm just
not able to.
Or I just
can't do it.
Say there was a really bad accident off the road. You said there was no need to call a doctor because by the time we got there, the people were what? Dead.
Dead.
Were what?
Dead? Already dead.
Okay. Would you ever say done dead?
No.
Do you ever hear people use the word done like that?
Yes, I sure have.
Does it mean already?
Yes.
Okay. You say in a dangerous situation, a person, what, to be careful? A person
would have to be careful.
Okay. And talking about if the corn seems short, you'd say, well, at this time of the year, it, what?
Short yield of corn.
Yeah, but by this time of the year, it, what, to be taller? It.
To be all gone?
Yeah. But say, if the corn's not as tall as it was last year, or the year before, you'd say, well, this year, the corn isn't as tall as it
was last year.
Or as tall as it what to be?
Ought to be.
Okay. And say if a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
didn't have any business.
Okay. Or using the word ought. I bet he did something he
ought not to do it.
Okay. And someone says, if you're refusing in a very strong way,